Until yesterday, it looked like GOP leaders would continue using parliamentary tricks to block a vote on this bill for the remainder of the session. But Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald relented, and once the plan came to the floor, the Senate voted 30-2 to pass it. Later in the Assembly, Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca said that lopsided vote sent a message and that the Assembly should follow suit right away.
It's of vital importance. People's lives literally depend on this.
The bill would require insurance companies to provide the same level of coverage for chemo delivered with a pill as they do for chemo delivered through an IV. Assembly Majority Leader Pat Strakota of West Bend, who's the lead author of the plan, said she wanted it to pass, but that her Republican colleagues needed to talk about it privately first.
So I am trying to find a good place where the majority of my caucus can feel comfortable with this bill.
Democrats tried to force the issue by pulling the bill for a vote immediately. Republicans blocked that vote as Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told Democrats they were playing politics.
Today is going to be all about theater and politics. It's not about actually getting something done.
The charge drew a strong rebuke from Millidor Democrat Amy Sue Vruwink, who told Republicans that her mom, brother, and cousin had all recently battled cancer.
It's a shame that the Speaker of the State Assembly is playing politics with people's lives.
Voss did schedule the bill for a vote in the Assembly tomorrow, though he raised the prospect of amending the plan. That could effectively kill the bill if the Senate doesn't agree to the changes before the session ends in early April. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.